This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says it's been 3 years of resistance and heroism by Ukrainians. Today marks the day Russia invaded the country in 2022. World leaders are arriving this morning in Kyiv to mark the somber occasion. Zelensky said this weekend that he'd give up the presidency, but he had conditions. CBS's MTS Taieb is in Kyiv.
We were there when he said if his resignation meant peace would be granted for Ukraine and if his country could join the NATO military alliance, he would step down. Now, it was not immediately clear whether Zelensky was seriously considering resigning or just responding to the latest broadsides from President Trump, who just days ago accused the Ukrainian leader of being, quote, a dictator without elections.
There has been a change in government for another Ukrainian ally. Germany's electoral authority says early results show mainstream conservatives have won the most votes in national elections. The country's far-right party surged to a second-place finish. The Vatican says Pope Francis slept through the night and is resting. He's been in the hospital for 10 days battling pneumonia, and blood tests reveal early signs of kidney failure. Our Seth Doan is in Rome.
We've learned the Pope is also receiving high-flow oxygen through tubes in his nose, and he is continuing to get blood transfusions. Doctors tell us this is not a good sign.
Thousands of federal workers have been told to submit a list of accomplishments from last week by midnight tonight. On X, Doge leader Elon Musk says ignoring the request would be considered a resignation.
Please put a dose of compassion in this. These are real people.
Utah Republican Senator John Curtis telling CBS's Face the Nation it's not so much the request for information he objects to, it's the way Musk handled it.
It's a false narrative to say we have to cut and you have to be cruel.
Within hours, the new leadership at departments, including state and defense and the FBI, all told their workers, ignore the email. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
A new generation of cameras catching distracted drivers. CBS's Michael Wallace.
The AI cameras are up and running in Shorewood, Minnesota.
So you can see a clear violation here, the phone's in the hand.
South Lake Minnetonka police officer Adam Moore says the cameras are a game changer.
It gives us the opportunity to just see inside the vehicle. Until we got this, we had no idea how bad it was.
The cameras alert police of a violator. If police don't pull the driver over within 15 minutes, the photo of them is deleted.
A recall of frozen shakes. They were sold to places like nursing homes and hospitals, but the FDA says they've been tied to a years-long deadly listeria outbreak. The supplemental shakes are labeled under the brands Lions Ready Care and Cisco Imperial. At least 11 people have died. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. We ask that you kindly not be that guy, and instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone from their top brands in any condition on any unlimited plan for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 with Galaxy AI.
With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
The race is on in Altadena, California to save historic tiles from homes destroyed by wildfires. CBS's Alice Martinez reports.
Piece by piece, masonry contractor Cliff Douglas is preserving a small part of Altadena history. Douglas is with Save the Tiles, an organization working to rescue these antique tiles, some more than a century old.
These are called batch elder tile, started in 1910 in Pasadena. They're a local tile, so that's why they're in a lot of the homes up here.
In Altadena, chimneys and fireplaces are some of the only things that survived the intense heat.
The important part is just to try to give the owners a little something back.
Douglas and his crew are working against the clock as the Army Corps of Engineers gets ready to clear out properties. He says there are dozens of homes with these renowned tiles.
And we're trying to beat the bulldozers.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
With your forecast, good morning, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, we'll have partly sunny skies, a little breezy out of the southwest, and highs in the mid-40s. Slight chance of rain tonight, partly cloudy, 31. Mostly sunny for Tuesday and a high near 44. Rain Tuesday night into Wednesday, Wednesday's high 45. Currently, 42 degrees.
Town. see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you can turn or return at 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, last we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee.
Radio Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
so close, but we should have been closer. And it's making me feel so sad. But I tell myself I didn't lose her. Cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits, too, on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and, of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And, of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Everyone knows it.
telephone to ring. No more lonely days, my baby's taking care of everything. I'm telling you, people, he loves my baby, loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Make a dream come true. Just take two. One can have a broken heart, living in misery.
Two can really ease the pain like a perfect remedy.
One can be alone in a car like an island he's all alone.
Two can make it just for any place. Dream come true. Just take two.
Just take two.
side. But if I'd been a man in reality, you'd still be here, baby, loving me.
Now the nights are low and lonely, and I ain't too strong, babe. I just miss you so. And you're too proud, I won't give in. But when I think about all I can win, I keep working my way back to you, babe, with a burning love inside. I'm working my way back to you, babe, and the happiness that died, I let get away. Playing every day.
In times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
but she lets me down every time. Can't make her mind. She's no one's lover tonight. With me, she'll be so inviting. I want her all for myself. Oh, temptation has broken through my soul. Temptation has. You've got to love me. You've got to love me tonight. Just the same.
Till there ain't no more. Who'll go taking it slow?
don't you know? Have me a time with a poor man's lady, hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune. Oh, I love my rosy child. Got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now. Last for an hour, that's alright, 'cause we got all night to set the world right. Find us a dream, but don't ask no questions, yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Raglan Rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Raglan Rose, and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions. Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
He went away, and you hung around, and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back, and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue. Out now, 'cause he's coming after you.
friend's back is gonna save my reputation.
Ela, Ela, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
CBS News Brief. 1,600 additional USAID workers have lost their jobs, and most all overseas staffers have been placed on leave. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Federal workers challenged the layoffs in court, but a federal judge rejected their pleas to extend a stay on those job cuts.
The Vatican says Pope Francis slept peacefully last night, but remains in critical condition with double pneumonia and now early stages of kidney failure. CBS's Seth Doan from Rome.
His doctors have underscored he is a fragile patient, and this is not an easy case to treat. I asked one of his doctors how many different drugs he's on, and the answer was a lot.
3 years ago today, Russia launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Former CBS News Moscow Bureau Chief Beth Noble.
I think both sides would love to see this war end because they're being ground down by the military, economic, and human costs.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.